Welcome to our fourth Sunday of Easter Worship audio podcast of Holy Cross Lutheran Church of Austin and Our Savior Lutheran Church of Brownsville, Minnesota. This is Pastor Olana. I'm glad for you that you've able to tune to our worship podcast this morning. In today's reading and devotion, we are reflecting on the truth that the crucified and risen Lord Jesus Christ is our good shepherd. The texts for this fourth Sunday are Acts chapter 2, verse 42 through 47, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 19 through 25, Gospel of John chapter 10, 1 through 10. Our reader for this Sunday is Nancy Holland. The hymnal selection for this fourth Sunday are What the Friend We Have in Jesus, 770, The King of Love, My Shepherd Is, 709, All Little Flock, Fear Not the Foe, 666. As you worship and meditate on this text, may the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ that surpasses all understanding be with you. Please join me for the confession of our sin and absolution. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgression unto the Lord, and who forgives the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto you that we are by nature sinful and clean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Therefore, we flee for forgiveness to your infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us. For his sake, grant us remission of all our sins, and by your Holy Spirit, increase in us through knowledge of you and your will and through obedience to your word, to the end that by your grace we may come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, has had mercy upon us and has given His Son, His only Son, to die for us, and for His sake forgives all our sins. To those who believe on His name, He gives the power to become the children of God and has promised them His Holy Spirit. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, merciful Father, since you have awakened from death the shepherd of your sheep, grant us your Holy Spirit that when we hear the voice of our shepherd, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you, and the Holy Spirit, one God, and now forever. Amen.
The first reading for this Sunday is from Acts 2. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks to be God.
The epistle reading for today is from 1 Peter chapter 2. This is a gracious thing. When mindful of God, one endures sorrows while suffering unjustly. For what credit is it if, when you sin and are beaten for it, you endure? But if when you do good and suffer for it, you endure, this is a gracious thing in the sight of God. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks to be God.
Please join me for the reading of the Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers." This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Please join me for the confession of our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven. He sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From hence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, the life everlasting. Amen.
Let's fill up the mother.
Grace and peace to you from our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. My title for this morning devotion is Jesus is our Good Shepherd, in whose hand we are secure. In our today's Gospel reading, Jesus used a common Old Testament imagery, sheep and shepherd's metaphor, which often used to describe the relationship between God and the Jewish people. In this text, Jesus said, He is a true good shepherd who calls his sheep by name and keeps them safe in his Father's hand. In this dangerous world, God in Christ still graciously provides, leads, and protects. And all God's people are secure in his hand. For some of us, because of our modern lifestyle, the way of a shepherd may not readily be perceived. But for Jesus' hearers, it makes excellent sense. Shepherd was a common occupation in ancient Palestine, and still in some parts of the world, especially from where I came. If we look at the Old Testament, the patriarchs such as Abraham, Moses, King David were all shepherds. We all remember Psalm 23, I hope. But to say it was a common job, however, it does not mean it was an easy task. The role of a shepherd in ancient world was risky and a great responsibility. The shepherd was the sole source of provision and protection and control for the sheep. He stayed with their sheep day and night, provided them food and water, and defended them against thieves and wild animals. We remember the story of David. And look after any sheep that wanders away. It is a 24-hour job with significant personal risk. On this fourth Sunday of Easter, as we are going through this challenging time, John asks us to contemplate on these promises of this great shepherd, on whom we can rely to lead us through. In fact, the world is still full of danger, then and now, because of human sin and corruption. There are a lot of false shepherds and thieves, those who endanger the spiritual well-being of God's people, desire to lead them to hopelessness and desperation. We also tend to easily fall into their prey because of our weakness and sinful nature. But the gracious Lord, who provided himself to be the only good shepherd, whose heart is always after his own people, has always provided deliverance and guidance. The prophet Isaiah says, "See, the sovereign Lord comes with power. He tends his flocks like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young." Isaiah chapter 40, verse 10 through 11. Out of his divine love, in the past, God set up leaders among his people and had granted them great responsibility to shepherd and lead them, those like Abraham, Moses, King David. But they were not perfect, and most failed. This time, God sent his son, the long-awaited shepherd king, to fulfill his promise, to grant his people the shepherd after his own heart. That is Jesus Christ. Jesus himself states this in this text. He said he is not an ordinary shepherd, but shepherd king. He will die for his sheep to bring them to security, to protect them from destruction. We are all safe in his hand, through whom we can enter to eternal life and safety with our Creator in heaven. Jesus is a good shepherd who died like sacrificial lamb, rise from the dead, and lives to give us eternal life. He is a true shepherd promised by God the Father, who will gather his lost scattered people into his fold to protect and give them life. He is God come in the flesh to shepherd his people. Not only that, but he is also one with the Father, the eternal Lord, the ruler over all things. the evidence this Easter. Had Jesus not risen, this claim would have faded as any other self-proclaimed messianic prophet. Hence, to be in the hands of this good shepherd means to have life and restored. To those who hear his voice and follow him, Jesus said, he gives eternal life and security. He said, a thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they might have life and abundantly. That is John chapter 10, verse 10. Jesus is our good shepherd who loves us more than his life. He is the Savior who has won salvation for us. There is no enemy strong enough to overcome him. To be in his hand means we are secure from all hopelessness, the power of sin, death, and the devil, even COVID-19, the virus, I mean. To be in Jesus' hand means we are indeed in the palms of God the Father. Isaiah 49, verse 60 says, behold, I have engraved you on the palms of my hand. Your walls are continually before me. The shepherd, the preserver, the sustainer of our lives, from whose hand no one is able to snatch us from him. He is, after all, our Lord. We belong to him, and he loves us. He loves us so much that he will endure danger and days, even cursed days on the cross, so that we can be found and brought home to the sheepfold. What a blessing to know this. This is our joy in the midst of our daily struggle and sorrow. And this confidence will deliver us to everlasting life through joyful resurrection with Christ. Today, the Good Shepherd continues to feed us, protect and guide us through his word and in the feast of his body and blood. Sin, death, and devil can never pluck out of his hand, for he lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, as far as we listen to him and follow him in faith. May God, the Holy Spirit, grant us all the confidence in following him, our Good Shepherd. Amen. Join me for the closing prayer. Lead us, tender shepherd. Guide us through green pasture. Bring us to still waters. With your staff, snatch us from all harms. With your rod, direct our steps away from danger. All we like a sheep gone stray. We become separated from the flock, and our aloofness fall prey to the wiles of Satan. We are so consumed with self-concern, so little caring for the need of others. We fall victim to our foolishness and naivety. Always the devil lurks like a stalking lion ready to bounce on our smallest blunder. We need your wise counsel and your guiding every passing hour. We give thanks to you, O Savior, that you are our true and faithful shepherd. Others who would lead us are themselves too filled with self-concern, that they do for us what serves them best. But you are our true shepherd. You have sacrificed all that we might have life and have it more abundantly. You call us by our names. We hear and recognize your voice. We come to you and through you to eternal life. Call all to you who labor and give them peace. in our own flock are those who are especially in need your kindness and your help. Those grieving, sick and hospitalized, hold them safely in your arms. Guide them away from harm and danger. Lead them to nurture. Restore them and show yourself again a tender shepherd. Now to you and to your Father who has sent you and to the Holy Spirit who has called us to be your flock, be all our homage. We praise you and adore you, Shepherd King. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen. Receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord looks upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. With this, we bring to the end our service for this morning. Have a blessed week.